that, oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old Dirty and the Blonde Bomber and Psycho T, a.k.a. T-Mill, have the latest for you. And the latest is, yes, it is 5 o'clock, and this is 5 o'clock fire, which is brought to you by Kirk Holmes. And we are on the road. We are on the road here at Buffalo Wild Wings. Let the people hear it. Let's hear it now. The people hear it. There we go. There we go. My man drove all the way to here from Lake Jackson. He told his wife, he said, damn it, this is what we're doing today. We're going to Buffalo Wild Wings, and we're going to hang out. There you go. And she said, all right, I guess we're going to do it. All right. Hopefully see y'all ass next week, too, because we're going to be right here, too. So get in the car and drive as well. But, no, man, we're having a good time. The people are here. The Bud Light crew is here, and we've hooked people up with prizes. We got two more left. As soon as this segment ends, you'll get a chance to win a pair of tickets to U of H and K-State. And then a little bit later on in this hour, the big one, tickets to the Colts and the Texans game. Also, a wristband, two wristbands that will hook you up with some tailgating, some drinks, some free food, courtesy of Bud Light. That's coming up a little bit later on here as we are live here, Buffalo Wild Wings, Willowbrook Plaza, near on the other side of the highway from Willowbrook Mall. Come on out and hang out with us. Have your chance to win and just have some good times with good food and good drinks as they are working really hard here. The staff done a great job here. All right, Clint, the first thing here to get into is this injury report from the Texans. It is out. And there are some concerns. There are several players, Clint, that did not practice today. And all of those players that did not practice today also did not practice yesterday. So the two heavy padded practice days, they did not practice. And that's usually not a good sign. Those players are, Clint, Azeez Alshire with the knee, Foley Fatakasi with the shoulder. Those are two starters. Kamari Lassiter, which is not a surprise. We knew that he would be out, not just this week, but maybe for a few weeks. He is out, did not practice with that shoulder. Henry Toa, the other interior linebacker, he has a concussion in concussion protocol. He did not practice yesterday or today. And then Jimmy Ward and Robert Woods both didn't practice the last 2 days. And Robert Woods, in his case, he didn't play last week. So that's a big group of guys that didn't practice. Joe Mixon, Delshon Phillips were limited today, and Laremy Tunsil, who was limited yesterday, he's a full participant with that ankle. So, Clint, there's a lot to look at there. To me, it is hard to get past the thought of not having your two inside linebackers there. Those are the ones that really stick out to me on this list that didn't practice the last 2 days.
Well, you're already down your best linebacker in Christian Harris, right? And now you've got Azeez Alshire and Henry Toa. You're starting two linebackers, and neither of those guys practiced the last 2 days. One's got a knee, one's got a concussion, and they're legit injuries. They're not vet off days. They're not hope they get back. They're legit injuries and legit issues that. I think we'll be lucky to have either one of them if we're being completely honest. And also, Delshon Phillips with a hip. He's probably a name that not many are familiar with, but he is a depth linebacker that gives you a little bit of that smaller, quicker twitched linebacker that can run a little bit better than others. And so now, really, you look at it, man, you're down to just a couple of guys in that linebacker rotation unless – One or more of these guys get back. So this defense at the linebacker level could be in a really, really bad spot if these linebackers don't get back right. If the Friday injury report doesn't look significantly better on the linebacker front, then we could have problems, man.
Because the linebackers that aren't on this is what Jake Hansen, Neville Hewitt. We saw Neville Hewitt had to finish out the game. And we wondered, is that, you know, by necessity because – Alshire couldn't get back in, or was it just because it was the game was out of reach? We'll see. But that right now, if this injury report holds, where there's no Christian Harris, obviously was on IR. There's no Alshire. There's no Henry Toa. You're looking at Jake Hansen and Neville Hewitt, and those are special team players. And then maybe, as you said, Delshon Phillips, if he can go, that is not how you draw it up. And that is not how you draw it up, Clint, especially against, what did you say, two
The second best run attack in the game. Yeah. He's at the top of the list of the normal rush attacks. Then you got Baltimore, who's got Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson, who are averaging about 40 yards more than anybody else in the NFL. But at the top of the list of others, like Detroit, like San Francisco 49ers, there's some good football teams up there. The best of that bunch is Green Bay so far. So you got a coach and an offense that are coming in, and they're going to sense that, hey, you lost your best true interior defensive lineman on the season, Mario Edwards. Hey, you're missing some of your linebackers. Don't know exactly how many, but you're missing a good chunk of your linebackers. We're going to force these guys to physically stop the run for four quarters, and that could spell problems for the Texans. We'll see what tomorrow's injury report looks like, but, boy, if it doesn't change, look out. Now, Green Bay's not the team that you want to play with these types of issues in your front seven, really your front six.
Yeah, so that's the latest there. We'll see what happens. Not to mention Foley Fatakasi as well, when you look at that in the inside. So right up the middle, some of your best run stoppers are there and could be injured. So we'll really be looking at that tomorrow to see where that lands and where that injury report falls tomorrow.
5 o'clock fire.
Tyler hinted towards this earlier, and that is a Thursday night football game, Broncos Saints, the Denver Broncos traveling to New Orleans. It's the return of Sean Payton as he goes back to a place where he helped win a Super Bowl, and he helped win that Super Bowl with Drew Brees, and as you said, he's going to go in their ring of honor tonight, so Sean Payton's there at the same time. Makes a lot of sense why they would put him in. These are two teams that, the Saints started off when they blew out the Cowboys. There was a thought of, oh boy, this may be a team that's something to watch. And I think they could have still been on that space, but they've got everybody injured. They've lost their quarterback. They've lost both of their receivers who aren't going to be in this game as well. They've had a lot of injuries occur that has changed the look of their season. Now Spencer Rattler is getting the start tonight. And then the Broncos somehow are 3-3 with Bo Nix at the quarterback position there. And they've done some good things. I don't believe they're going to have Patrick Surtain Jr. tonight, who is their best player. I ain't going to lie to you. You said it earlier, and I agree. This is a tough one. This is a tough game in terms to get myself excited about. The last couple of times, hey, there have been some Thursday night games that have been good. This one's hard to get excited about to me.
It's hard to get excited about unless you want to watch a couple of young quarterbacks play and kind of see where they stack up against these others. You're talking about, the way these guys are playing by the season's end, let's say by mid-year. Caleb Williams is already playing better. You got to think Bo Nix and Sean Payton at some point are going to start clicking a little bit better. It's not been awful, but you got to think that he's going to continue to get better. Obviously, Jaden Daniels in Washington with him, Cliff Kingsbury playing lights out.
Now, those two play each other next week. That's going to be fun.
Now, Drake May's starting, and Drake May exceeded my expectations last week big time. And so, you could end up having what? Everybody but Michael Penix Jr. starting?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you got right now, right? And add Spencer Rattler to that mix?
No, he's in there starting for Derek Carr.
I mean, you got five damn rookies starting from last year's draft. So unless you're into watching something like that, if you're looking for a high-level, high-quality football game just to sit back and enjoy that that's not your team's playing, I'd imagine you ain't going to get that tonight.
You said you had a winner. You said you got a pick.
I like Denver in this one tonight. I like it even. Unless that line's moved more than I think it has, I really like Denver tonight.
You thinking about put a little money on it?
Yeah, I mean, if Tyler's got room.
I do have room, and that line is at 2.5 in favor of the Broncos.
Really?
I'll take,
on the road, huh?
I'll take Denver. Yeah, I mean, hell, did you just hear what you just said about the Saints? Did you listen to yourself?
You want a Benji on it?
Yeah, hey, Alvin Kamara's ready to go off, baby.
I'm sorry. I want not New Orleans. I want Denver.
Minus 2.5.
Yes.
I owe you 100, don't I?
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
I'm not going to turn it down if you're going to say it. I wish you could have seen his life just flashed in front of his eyes when he said
New Orleans.
New Orleans. No, Denver. I want Denver. So, that should be one. We'll see where Tyler's bets come up with it, because Tyler Tyler was talking about how dog of a game this is, but I get to feel Tyler is probably going to find his way to try to make some money off of this
found,
thing.
I found some bets to place.
I bet you do, and this is how you get yourself into watching. I don't want to have to watch. I really don't.
You don't want to put yourself through that?
Because I got to get to Prime. I got to go out, get to Prime. I can't just easily turn another channel because they get you locked in there on that Prime thing. And I might flip over there a little bit. I might have it on the phone to check it out and then see if there's a reason for me to put it on the big TV. But right now, boy, I have watched some Denver Bronco games, and it's so weird to see Sean Payton and how explosive offenses used to be for him.
Yeah.
And I mean, they throwing it. But I mean, he will have 35 attempts, Clint, and he will barely have cleared 100 yards pass.
Yeah.
That's pitiful.
I mean, there was a time when Sean Payton, in terms of yards per attempt, his quarterbacks were best in the league.
Yep.
I mean, that was his like rep. Remember when he was back with the Giants with Kerry Collins? Like, that was his reputation was. We're gonna be vertical. We're gonna get this thing out. We're gonna push it down the field.
Yeah, Drew's got those multiple years of 5,000 yards passing.
Yeah, yeah.
And he ain't gonna get to 2,000.
I hadn't watched enough of him to know exactly what's going on. I'm sure he's paring it down for Bo Nix. At some point they'll open that thing up. I mean, there's got to be a method to the madness, and with Sean, there always is, man.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see how long many of you hang in on this game tonight.
Just asleep at night.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Dylan Brooks, the Rockets, this is going to be their final one until the season starts when they play the Hornets to kick things off. It will be the finale of the preseason. And Dylan Brooks said tonight will be the dress rehearsal where the Rockets starters are expected to receive regular minutes against the Spurs. And he said intensity will be high. All right, Dylan, just let's.
Don't do it. Don't you bring that down. That's what we need. That's what we need, man. We set the tone, big deal. I mean, he ain't worth the money if he don't do that.
It's just like, it's 82 of them, baby. It's a preseason game, Dylan. Let's not get to. Dylan's about to come up and just start guarding people 94 feet.
Yes, indeed.
Let's go, Rocket.
Set the tempo, big fella.
He might have a hard playoff foul on somebody.
Why not?
Tonight. I can see it, boy. He come out there because Chris Paul's on the Spurs team. If Chris Paul's getting minutes, he come out here and foul Chris Hart real hard. That's a fight waiting to happen.
Hey, Ron, I'm going to tell you, man, I'm a casual fan. I'm a casual NBA fan. I could move beyond casual with this squad. I watched Ime Udoka with Vanessa the other night.
Yeah,
on a little interview. I love my man's intensity. I mean, he is dead ass shit. Like it ain't no.
I've never seen him laugh.
Well, but it's not a. There's no gimmick in a sense of like we're gonna be a physical group and we're not gonna back down and we're gonna like it's not just coach speak. Like I think there's a lot of coaches that accomplish that and do it really, really well, that have never been physical in their life, that have never, you know, they just know you have to be that way to win. Like, he strikes me as a dude that we might hear about, like, he might go out to dinner tomorrow night and get in a fight in the parking lot with somebody. You know what I mean? Like he is, like you said, never smiles. He's dead-ass serious. Like, we're not going to be punks.
You can see him come out to have dinner out there and somebody come up here and try to take a picture with him while he's eating it, and he's like, nah, man, no picture.
He'll stand over him.
Are you serious? Yeah, man, I said no
picture. I'm dead ass serious. Do I look like I'm joking?
He's a stand.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't see nowhere around here. I love that brand of sports in general, but definitely basketball. It's when it's more of a finesse game, and it's the perimeter game. How many shots can you get up, yada, yada, yada. Man, and I don't even know if it's going to work. I don't know if it's a way to a championship, but damn it, I can get behind it.
Y'all think that Ime Udoka's been in a fight in the last 10 years of his life?
Yes.
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 110%.
You got to define fight.
I think he's been a physical where he's thrown hands.
Yes.
A physical where he
probably
is,
called someone soft.
Yeah. I would bet. I mean, if you had to vote one way or the other, I'd say yes. Well, what would you say?
I'm trying to think of how long he's been out. Been in the game. Been out of the game of basketball. 10. I don't know, man. Last five, I would say no. In the last 5 years, I'd say no. The last 10's a little shaky.
I mean, if I had to go one way or the other, I couldn't straddle the fence.
Yes. But he also has a presentation of. I don't know that I really want to try it.
That's a good point. Yeah,
he's got a.
And as a head coach, you gotta have a little better discretion, right? I mean, you gotta.
But 10 years ago, he was an assistant at San Antonio. Did he get restless at night at San Antonio?
Get out there with Barkley in San Antonio, piss somebody off,
and let it ride. All right. Coming up, is there a position, and in particular that position in the secondary? Do you think that Nick Caserio needs to be serious about making a move at that position? And I don't mean like adding Kadarius Holman, but a serious move of somebody that could be playing meaningful snaps for this team. Do you think that is something that Nick Caserio should be looking at? We will discuss that coming up next.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings, Willowbrook Plaza, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, one more prize, the big one, to hook someone up with, and we will do that as soon as this segment ends. Your chance, if you are in the building and you have not filled out your name and put it in the raffle box, you might want to do so. If you are driving, you got about 10-15 minutes to do it.
I'm so excited!
We will be doing our drawing to see who wins the Colts-Texans tickets and the wristbands for tailgating, free food, free drinks, courtesy of Bud Light. We will be doing that as soon as this segment ends, so you might want to get your name in that raffle box. And if you don't want to piss the big fella Clint off right here, do not fill out your name multiple times and put it in the box.
Come on, man.
We're all adults.
We're all adults here, man.
Several people just turned away.
I mean, if you
stop looking at us because they've probably done it.
Look, if you've been here for a couple hours, you somehow snuck an extra in there. I can possibly let that slide. For the person that walks up and literally grabs three or four different slips and does it right there in front of my face, I mean, come on, man. Be better, man. Be better.
Oh, I love that one. That's my favorite.
Be better,
one. My favorite one. Be better.
You ought to be ashamed,
my favorite
man.
Text. That's my favorite. Me? That's my all-time favorite sports radio text. Be better.
Be better.
I don't disagree. I disagree with you. You know what? Be better. Sometimes they're right.
Yeah. We should let folks do it one per hour. Show up at 3:00, you can get your three entries.
Yeah, there you go. Once an hour, get three. You'd be all right with that?
I'd be okay with.
You'd be all right with that? If you stay the longer you stay, you get a little bit of an advantage.
The grandma that walks up and signs four or five and slips them in there and doesn't even care if I'm looking, I wonder about the folks that she's raised.
Or the guy.
Like
you just always go so deep with it, man.
I'm just dead ass serious. I mean, if a grandma that would do that, what do you think she let? How do you think she raising kids?
Oh my God!
How do you think her kids are raising kids?
When it all costs,
oh,
huh?
Oh man,
somebody coming in right now, just fill out six.
Cheat, lie, steal, man.
No, lie, steal, and cheat.
Over something we're giving away free.
I cheat, I steal. Latino heat, baby. I like that. All right, as we continue through here,
terrible ass grandma.
That is a make-believe grandmother. There is no one in here that I believe fits that. All right, Clint.
I'd bust Linda's ass.
She wouldn't do it.
I'm going to come over there and whoop that ass.
If she wanted it bad enough, she would. Or she'd just make you get the tickets. All right, Clint, with the secondary, man, I know there is some currents. I think we both agreed the Jamal Adams thing, that ain't it. That there's no need for the Texans to even look at that. Even though he's a free agent now, he was released by the Titans.
No,
there's nothing to look at that there.
No chance.
But Clint, you do think there's a potential need for them to fill a void in the secondary?
Yeah, look, I think there's a need for a cover defender any way you slice it, no matter what they're doing on the defensive side of the football. But now,
you're saying need, not just a luxury.
I'm saying need. I'm not saying they need to go out and make a trade before the deadline for the best corner in America. I'm saying that they need another cover defender that – they believe in that is a frontline cover defender. And look, that guy may be in the building, but based on what we've seen this year, it just doesn't seem like the Texans are. I just looked up at the TV a while ago, one of the big TVs here at Buffalo Wild Wings, not a bad seat in the house. I just looked up at one of the TVs, and they're talking about Drake May. They're highlighting Drake May on one of the sports talk shows. And so they're showing Drake's completions in the second half when he went down and rattled off a couple touchdowns. And if you look, there's two things. It's what's the Bryant kid's name, the backup nickel defender that was at New England that they brought in here?
Oh, I know you're talking about. I can't remember his name.
It's him getting beat and not even remotely close.
Yeah.
Like to I mean, the separation's ridiculous.
Eric Murray
once. Separation's absolutely ridiculous. Jalen Petrie twice. I'm just talking about the highlights I just saw. Jalen Petrie.
Two of those were in the red zone.
But the point is, Ron, is they're getting beat so bad there's 3, 4, 5, 6 yards of separation, and Drake May's just having to lay it out there in a 12-yard window, right? There's nothing tight. You're not even making it difficult on the young quarterback. And so, you know, that to me is a glaring issue with this secondary. You nail down, you get a little deeper, peel back another layer, I guess, of what D'Amico's doing is they're just blatantly playing man and showing man a lot more often than I thought D'Amico would do this year. Now, I don't know if they're doing that by choice or if they're doing it out of necessity. I don't know exactly how or why. But when it's all said and done and you watch the Texans, you cover the Texans, the cover defenders with Kamari Lassiter in the game, you still would like to have one in obvious passing situations to throw out there for Jalen Petrie or throw out there for Eric Murray if you're still going to press and play man and do some different coverages. Right now,
do you think they envision those guys off the field, especially Petrie and Murray? Like, I almost think that their plan is to have them on the field.
No, there's no way on God's green earth there's no way on God's green earth that D'Amico Ryans, Nick Caserio, Matt Burke, there's no way they don't watch the defensive film and say we are in a really tough spot versus good football teams. I'm talking about good rosters, good quarterbacks, good play callers, Super Bowl caliber teams that are ready to win right now. There's no way D'Amico Ryans, there's no way they watch the game. Now, look, D'Amico's always going to do more with less. And if injuries come up, he's going to play all these guys that they brought in midseason and guys that they pick up off other people's practice squads. And D'Amico can do that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about if everybody's healthy right now, you are in a bad spot if Green Bay starts running the football well.
You're in a bad spot. Yes, this week especially without Lassiter. But if Lassiter is healthy, Clint, I don't know that they think that they're in a bad spot.
Ron,
because
no
I would
way
just
they don't.
But I would they're, just push this. I would push back this for you. When they played the Vikings, how many times did you think Eric Murray ended up on Justin Jefferson too many times?
Well, I don't remember how many times, but I know it was in the first two drives. A couple
he was
of
on
times.
A, multiple times. They had better options on the field and in the game and on the roster than Eric Murray ending up singled up on Justin Jefferson.
But that option doesn't exist when you don't have anybody else you can push outside.
Oh no,
that's my point. Is like I agree with the thought of if they're gonna play man in those situations, which it wasn't man, it was quarters coverage, and it's schematically either way you go, it's inexcusable how he gets matched up on Justin Jefferson in the first drive, but there's the point is even if they wanted to, they don't have a way that they can bring somebody inside and still have coverage other places. That's my point.
I don't know, but when I just say that, like for him, for Eric Murray to find himself on there, like Boyd is a better – like Boyd can play. You would feel more comfortable with Boyd in coverage, Chris Boyd in coverage, or Ross in coverage.
And they're like, no, we want this. Okay,
out here.
And now couple that with several weeks of those guys you mentioned, not them coming off the bench, but the ones that are playing, they struggled mightily. There's no way they – so what does that tell you about the guys that you just mentioned?
I'm telling you what they have been showing. Like the Vikings game, everybody was healthy, and they continue to put themselves in positions to have guys covering Justin Jefferson that had
right.
no business
which,
covering.
Which tells me the guys on the bench aren't good enough to convince them otherwise, and the guys on the field aren't getting the job done. That's hence why this is a concern for me.
No, listen, I get it as a concern. I'm just saying I don't know if it's that if it's as big of a concern to them as that, because I mean they didn't even give they didn't give those
there's
guys.
There's no way it's not a concern. There's no way it's not a concern. There's absolutely no way that they that. Whether it's Green Bay, San Francisco, Baltimore, Detroit, I didn't think about it when we were talking about this earlier. You're going to face every one of these football teams. I mean, the top five rushing attacks in the league, you're facing every one.
No,
of them.
Listen. Stephen Nelson's on the streets. I would feel more comfortable if Stephen Nelson was on this team right now. But I don't think that they do. You could be right that they look at this and think that there is an issue. But I'm not 100% sure if they have everybody healthy. If they got Lassiter, they got Stingley, and they got Petrie, and if they got everybody healthy, that they feel like they need an addition, because they don't even.
I don't know. Just come sit here at Buffalo Wild Wings and look up at that TV. Dan Orlovsky's on now, and wait till they get to the Drake May clip, and you tell me that two of the three guys are starters. Like, there's just no. There's no way that can consistently happen to Drake with Drake May and his wide receivers, much less
and
what you
Clint,
got.
I'm with you on it, but I'm just saying they had everybody healthy against the Vikings, and they repeatedly seemed to on purpose have Eric Murray matched up on the best receiver in football.
Yeah, and you got your ass kicked. And then last week you let a rookie quarterback spin the ball around the park in obvious man situations, because you got guys that are giving up 3 and 4 and 5 yards separation to wide receivers that I can't name.
Oh, I'm with you. I'm just not 100% sold that they, if everybody's healthy, they feel like they need more help.
Them good football minds. There ain't no way in hell they think that.
We'll see.
Now D'Amico may think highly enough of himself schematically. It's like, hey, I'll get around it. We'll work around it.
They may need a Tavier Thomas situation to happen.
You stop it.
I'm just saying. Remember how long they ran with that? They may need a Tavier Thomas situation to happen. All right. All right, coming up, as we get ready through here, we'll get
– Thomas catching a straight, too.
I'm just saying. You remember they were hanging on to that until he just got the Jags were taking turns tag-teaming his ass, mm-hmm. and then his season ended with the Texans. All right, coming up, Tyler's best bets coming up. If you want to make some money, unlike you did last night, you got a better chance to make some money today. So stay tuned for that. And is this the week that that not having the best and most productive receiver in the NFL can come back and hurt the Texans. We'll discuss that next.
It's a Thirsty Thursday with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings, Willowbrook Plaza, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in. As we are live here, we'll be here till 6 o'clock here at Buffalo Wild Wings, Willowbrook Plaza, right on the other side of the highway from Willowbrook Mall. Come hang out. Congratulations to our final winner, Jared. Jared won the Colts-Texans tickets. Clap it up for Jared out here, folks. There
what
you
a
go,
good
man.
Yeah.
Boy, there's a lot of people pissed off at you out here, Jared, that you slid out of here with them tickets. Smoking hot over there, but man, it's a good time. We'll be at this location again next week. So if you want to come out, have a good time, hang out with us. We hook people up with 6 different prizes. We do that each week. We had a couple of people win some U of H tickets. Of course, Jared won the Texans Colts tickets, some $25 Visa gift cards. A lot of good fun, and we appreciate and thank the good people here at Buffalo Wild Wings and our friends at Bud Light. Real quick, shout out to everybody here that's helped us be able to put this on. We appreciate you, our promo team. They've done such a great job of getting things going for us. Also, our engineer Aaron as well. Tyler back at the station holding it down. So it's been a great time as usual here on Thirsty Thursdays. Tomorrow, we're at it again. We're on the road. If you're listening, if you're out here, you want to come hang out with us and have a good time, we'll be at East River 9. Play 9 holes of golf at one of the coolest spots. And I'm telling you, that first tee, as Clint has said, there's not a better a view of the downtown than there is right there. Great spot to take a photo. You can play some some golf. You can play some pickleball. You can do a whole lot here at East River 9. We'll be there 2 to 6 tomorrow, a little football Friday. So come enjoy yourself with before we finish up, I just want to throw this out, man. I feel bad, fellas, that my mind goes this way, but I feel like sports in just today's time took us here. I am fully skeptical of what is happening in Virginia in basketball.
Oh, 100%.
College basketball coach Tony Bennett, one of the best coaches in college basketball, won a national championship 2 or 3 years ago. If you remember, they had that heartbreaking loss where they were the first one seed ever to lose to a 16 seed. And I'll never forget one of my good friends, Jim Nance, said, "What the?" His one of my favorite calls.
You just shut up and let me do my
job.
Jim
said, "What is going on to Virginia with Virginia in the second half when it just looked like they weren't going to come back?" And they didn't. But then the very next year, they won it all and won a championship. And that was his championship. He won that. He's 55 years old, Clinton Tyler, and he just all of a sudden has decided to retire. On Friday.
Interesting.
Like, and the season's about to start, right? The preseason poll was dropped.
Nothing to see here.
The other day, like, and I want to believe, like, hey, man, maybe he just said, man, it's time. But 55-year-old guys that are ate up with college basketball that have done the things that Tony Bennett did, that's gone through training camp and walked all the way up until the start of the season, don't generally just say, you know what? Nah, man, I'm out. Well, so it feels like I hate that I'm thinking that, but it feels like something's more than him just wanting to retire.
Yeah, look, they generally, when you talk about these coaches of this caliber, they generally have more, and I'll use the word respect, I'm using it loosely, but they have more respect for the players, the program, the people around, the ADs, and you know everybody that works for them, than to just prepare for a season and then walk out a week before it all kicks off.
They still, Clint, they don't know who's going to be the interim coach.
Yeah, there's got to be more to this. There's got to be more behind it, and well, I don't even want to start speculating on this.
I know. Did you feel that, Tyler? I saw that. I said, Tony.
Oh, yeah.
I'll put it to you like this.
What if I told you?
I mean, not that I think, but there's a good chance that HR is involved.
Bobby
Petrino.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because, right, it's hard if it's like violation stuff. It's pretty hard to not abide by the easy, simple rules that you have now. Like,
if you violate an NIL rule.
Yeah,
now,
you know, that's what I mean. Usually,
you gotta be kidding me.
Now you're thinking the other way. Like you said, Bobby Petrino, all of a sudden out of nowhere that he's retiring. So I hope I'm completely wrong and that, but when I first saw that, I said,
Something don't smell right. something don't smell right.
That's like Steve Sarkisian or any coach around here just said, hey, man. Yeah, man, went through spring ball, went through preseason camp, and 2 weeks before the start of the season, man, I woke up.
Said I don't want to do this anymore.
Threw in the towel.
Coaching ain't for me.
What? And the university's not prepared for it, so that's an odd thing.
We need to look it up. I wonder how much money he's leaving on the table.
Oh, you ain't lying, man. Maybe, I don't know, maybe he wants to go somewhere and be a general manager, but it don't. A general manager for Virginia.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Man,
they're
he could,
hiring
he could
those
pick
now.
A better time to leave than that.
I mean, you ain't lying. All right. Real quick, Clint. Do you think the Texans, they didn't feel it last week, putting up 41 points. Do you think the Texans, this is a week they miss Nico Collins?
Oh,
think we start to see that?
Yeah, I think you miss your superstars, man. I think, I said this earlier, man. There's when everybody's healthy, there's two guys on this offense right now that I believe are like NFL explosive, like can hit their head on the goalpost at any point in time, can get behind the defense at any point in time. I think there's two guys that have shown the ability to do that this year. I think it's Nico Collins and Joe Mixon. Those two guys are just different caliber players. They attack it different. They're hard to tackle. They're explosive. They're big. They're strong. I think Tank Dell falls in that category as of last year. We have not seen it this year. I need to see it this year. But where I'm going with it is this is the kind of game to me when you've got two Super Bowl contending football teams, one of the AFC, one of the NFC, Packers, Texans. This feels like a game where your superstars have to be super. Like, that's going to be the difference in this game. Your superstars have to be super. And C.J. Stroud, I believe he can do it. I believe Joe Mixon could potentially have a hell of a game. Will Anderson and Danico Autry could have a hell of a game. But I think this is going to be – there's going to be five or six moments in the game where this team, this offense has a chance to make a big play. And not having Nico could end up hurting them.
It to me feels like this is a game where you're going to have to put up points.
Yeah.
And for me, that's where – because this feels like it's going to be more in the vein of the Colts-Texans game, week one, 29-27. And if you just remember in that game – Nico made several just made plays.
Yeah,
I mean, you can't teach that are plays that I'm not as sure that Tank and Stephon Diggs can make. I mean, he just went up and just went between two guys and just caught a deep ball.
Yeah,
that set up a score.
Whether you're talking about those just big body where he goes up and makes catches that the two smaller receivers aren't, or you talk about, I mean, we've seen him catch screen routes and I mean screen plays and hit a seam and break two tackles and go to the house. I mean, Diggs and Tank ain't doing that. There is a chance, that, like I said, Joe Mixon has a big game. There is a chance that I think Tank Dell could fill the void of explosive plays, but we haven't seen that yet. And so if the question is, do you think that the Texans feel it this week? I think this is the week that you could potentially feel the absence of Nico Collins. I don't think in the previous couple of games – I mean, hell, even Buffalo. I mean, you can go back to when Nico was playing, even Jacksonville. Like, I mean, yeah, you miss the beast that he is, but I don't know that you go into the game and go, oh, man, I don't know if we have enough. Like, when you're facing Green Bay, it's one of those, like, man, you really feel the impact of your one of the best receivers in the NFL not being on the field.
Yeah, and obviously his impact just can help others.
Yeah.
Right. All right, Tyler, let's get T-Mill's best bets tonight. We'll ignore what happened yesterday. What are your best bets tonight?
Yeah, I'll put it out there. I went 0-for-3 on best bets last night. Not happening tonight. Thursday night football. I got five real quick. Get your pencil and your pen, whatever you need, paper to write on. Over 37, lock it in. Saints over 7.5 points in the first half. Rattler over 21.5 rush yards. Rattler over 181.5 pass yards. And Alvin Kamara over 66.5 rush yards. Let's win some money.
Denver's defense has been playing pretty well. We'll see. Hopefully you bounce
he
back.
All Saints. I guess you like the Saints tonight, huh?
I do. And I'm still on the right side of 60% success this week with best bets. I'm 6-for-9.
60%. So. There you go. And Clint loves the Broncos tonight. So we'll see. All right. We appreciate Kate Stover for joining the program earlier today. And everybody here, all of our winners, everybody who came out and had a good time, remember again, tomorrow we are out at East River 9. Come on out, hang out with us for a little football Friday. Your chance to win some prizes there as well. Clint, great job tonight. Tyler, great job as always. I am Ron Hughley. Houston, we love you, baby.
If you're at a friend's house and clog the toilet and there's no plunger, what do you do? Hashtag ass change.
You roll up your sleeve and you stick that hand down there and you do what you have to do. Then you wash that shit off. You do what you have to do. You don't leave the toilet clogged at your friend's house. You take care of that shit. You wash your hands thoroughly.
And shake everybody's hand, Greg. Former Pizza Hut delivery driver, J.J. Wong.
Yeah. What the hell you mean? You can't come up with nothing else?
That would never cross my mind. J.J., that's rough. One of my really good socks, I do have one pair of Nike socks. Had you used it, I'd appreciate it if you put it in wash. Oh, boy, I tell you what.
Strat House.